So our first note is after. It to be too loud, it'll overpower the rest of the sections. Just here again, I'm going to do pickups to the second page. Just to hear again. You're going to come in on that low. Yes, our chords are all constricting from the tomato sauce.
There's a volume there. Okay.
One, two, three. Just to hear again the good. And also be careful whenever you're moving up that far in any line where you're just doing a vocable like O, it's very easy to hammer that higher note.
Oh.
Whoa. Right? Because it comes into a brighter range. It comes into a brighter range as it's easier, it speaks better, and so it's easier for the volume to go at that moment. Okay? So be careful anytime you're coming up out of that low range that you don't hammer the note that you're coming at. All right, then? Here we go. G is to hear again the
voice of the sweet voice of the man in the meadow making hay and to say sigh after bud.
I think I've made a change here on hay.
Put a C in.
After hay, and to sit, right? What you sing? And to sit, sorry. And to, you do the melody for two notes with the baritones there. And to sit, and to does everybody have that marked in, please?
Yes. I
didn't
follow.
With pencil?
Excuse
me, sir. You don't have that marked. It says
the name is not in the master.
When you sing and to sit beside,
okay.
You're going to sing the same two notes on and to as the baritone.
Right. I have
lost. Oh, now.
I know you're good on that. Everybody make sure you mark that in. Let's go back to the oohs in measure 13, okay? Yeah. And you can do ooh or kind of oh, oh. The real change that I want to hear is either from oh or ooh or in between to the ah in measure 9. That opens up.
That measure 9.
In measure 9, don't change to an ah.
Oh. Yes.
I'm backing up
no,
a little bit.
Ah, okay. Bottom of the first page. Ah.
Okay. Just to hear again the ripple of the stream,
the women in the meadow making hay, and to sit beside a gossips at their play, oh, being what we are. But they might as well just sing after the dreams. Or light up any candle from a song.
So that's where you get the melody, right there? Where the strangers came and tried to teach us that way? Yeah. And if Declan had his way, we would sing for the English came and tried to teach us their way. So they're talking about dinner. But it's supposed to be loud, but not overbearing and not bombastic. So,
the strangers came and tried to teach us their way.
I hear it feels a lot of like note, 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 note. Okay, I want to hear. Strangers came and tried. That's one long note that we're shaping words around, right? Mm-hmm. Think of it as like a held note, but that we're you've got lots of words going on there. Okay, or start there.
For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are.
Now, you got to have enough air so that whenever you sing, that you can decrease the volume and keep the support. Okay, this thing here means that you should be getting softer after you have just crescendoed on, they scorned us just for being what we are. So you've got to support that note as it gets softer. It gets a little wobbly. All right, make sure you have enough. I know it's hard to fill your lungs after you've filled your gut. But make sure that you have some good lungs full of air. All right, for the strangers came. Oh, two, three.
For the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are.
Another way of saying, get softer. Okay? When in doubt, sing more delicately. And be in doubt more often. But they might as well. Two, three. Right. Can we just think about the vowels a little bit and the shape of those words? It's sounding like if I spoke it and I said, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams. Okay? But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams. Okay? Don't sing it that way. Get a little bit more forward with the vowels. Make them sung. Make them more beautiful. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams. After. Not after. After moonbeams. Okay? Two, three.
But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams. Or light up any candle from a star.
And if
the
of I Irish to write before C.
That dear land across the Irish Sea.
When we stretch it out. Because you can't put any tone, any note with sh. So as soon as you put sh in, the note is gone. Alright? It should come right before sees in that dear land.
Two,
three.
In that dear land across the Irish Sea.
So you're leaking. Soon, the other place that it's coming, we put a little tinusel on across, right?
In that dear land across the Irish
Sea. We're not singing the melody here, we're just singing the same note.
I know, I'm singing the melody.
Oh, I'm not what to do.
Because I'm not a bass.
You're making ish too much too well.
Pardon?
He wants, you're making it a half note.
He wants Irish Sea. I can make it as long as I want, Cranley.
That's not what it says here.
I don't care, I'm conducting.
He's the same.
In that dear land across.
What else did you want to talk
about? You see that R-A-L-L? R-A-L-L above there? Rallentondo? That's carte blanche. I can do whatever I want.
In that dear land across.
No.
Irish Sea.
Okay, I'm not going to do that to you, but I can.
The other three parts will be done.
Hey, Jay, you should stop. You should watch me more than the music.
The sign that's above.
Oh yeah, we do.
Meaning ocean. Should we put that above across?
No, no. Just watch the little director, please. Because that's what we're all talking about.
Yeah, just watch me.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not having mentioned that to me, but should be ready to stretch that out and phrase it. As a group, okay? And you're not watching me.
In that dear land across the Irish Sea.
I'll give you every little bit of it.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Okay. All right, try that. Let's try for me in that dear land. Two, three, and four.
In that dear land across.